Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, March 21st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Trump calling for protests. Gavin Newsom demanding your money. The happiest countries in the world and the happiest coach is at the White House. That's all coming up. Then Bill's here with the message of the day. But first, Donald Trump said he would be arrested on Tuesday. On Truth Social, he said illegal leaks from a corrupt and highly political Manhattan District Attorney's office, which has allowed new records to be set in violent crime and whose leader is funded by George Soros, this is all in capitals, by the way, indicate that with no crime being able to be proven and based on an old and fully debunked by numerous other prosecutors fairy tale, the far and away leading Republican candidate and former president of the United States of America will be arrested on Tuesday of next week. Protest, take our nation back. The accusation is that Trump's old lawyer, Michael Cohen, gave Stormy Daniels $130,000 in hush money during the lead-up to 2016 campaign to stay quiet about an affair she had with Trump. I don't even really know why that's illegal, but Trump said he didn't know about the payment. He thought he was paying Michael Cohen as just part of his legal expense. This would be the first time in U.S. history a former president is criminally indicted. But to win the case, the DA would have to prove that Trump knowingly and willfully paid this hush money. The governor of California, Gavin Newsom, is asking the federal government, so you, to pay for 6 months of rent for homeless people in California if they're on Medicaid. They call it transitional rent. So it's for people moving off the streets into an apartment, and also for people who are on the brink of losing their apartment. The feds, you, will pay 6 months of that person's rent. What percentage of homeless people in America do you think live in California? California is 12% of the nation's population. But what percentage of the homeless population? 30. And it's not just because of the nice weather. This ranking has always annoyed me, but it's world's happiest countries. Number 10, New Zealand. Number 9, Luxembourg. Switzerland, Norway, Sweden. Number 5, the Netherlands. Number 4, Israel. Number 3, Iceland. Number 2, Denmark. And the world's happiest country, Finland. USA is ranked number 15. The least happy countries in the world, Lebanon, 136. And last place, Afghanistan. But speaking of happiness, the stars of Ted Lasso met with the president to talk about mental health awareness and even spoke at the White House press briefing room. And Jason Sudeikis had a nice message about mental health. But it's also a little weird to use the White House as a platform to promote the new season of Ted Lasso, which premiered on Apple TV last Wednesday. But also, here we are mentioning mental health awareness. So I guess it worked. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly will be here next.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, here's something to keep an eye on. If Donald Trump is indicted by a Manhattan grand jury at the behest of far-left district attorney Alvin Bragg, the House Republicans will almost certainly refer criminal charges against the Biden family, perhaps including the president himself. That's because everybody knows the Stormy Daniels situation is being used to punish Donald Trump politically, just as the two impeachments were. The GOP rightly will fight back. In the middle of this political chicanery are we the people. All of this certainly does not help strengthen our country. In fact, major damage is being done to the USA by zealots on both sides of the political equation, but mostly the far left. The media, of course, could not care less about the folks and will not report the truth about our now weaponized justice system, which rarely seeks justice. Today, it's all about power politics and ideology. So-called prosecutorial discretion and the failure of civil judges in following stated law has destroyed accountability in the nation's court system. If you are looking for justice there, beware. From us, we will give you the facts about the entire Trump situation without calculation or deceit. We hope you respect that. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, let's go to the mail. Michael Skiles, Charleston, West Virginia. Mr. O, during your most deserved time off, many events have taken place. Bank crisis, Trump's announcement of his arrest, pending arrest, Putin visiting Mariupol, Ukraine, taunting Zelensky, and drag queens invading children's book readings. Okay. Well, we got everything but drag queens, which is, you know, there are a number of American parents who believe this is healthy for their children. There's nothing anybody can do about it. Okay? Nothing anybody can do about that. There are loony parents. Ellis Deno, St. Louis, since when is it a crime to pay somebody to settle a lawsuit? I don't understand. When a guy's looking to get you, a DA looking to get you, they'll get you. Diana Julian, Lincoln, California. If Trump is arrested, can he still run for president? Yes. Now, if he's convicted of a felony, then it gets dicey, which he won't be, by the way. But he can run if he's arrested. Al, Chicopee, Massachusetts. I'm retired, but when I was working, I used to come home and watch The Factor to find out what was really going on in the world. Today, the no-spin news is just as good. Thank you. I think it's better. I think the show is better than the O'Reilly Factor. Number one, we don't do as many commercials, so we get to a lot more stuff. And number two, I used to have five guests. Now we have one, sometimes two. So my analysis really carries the show, and I can give a lot more time to that. Milton Sauer, Meriden, Connecticut. Bill, you asked if honesty is important. To me, it's paramount. That's why I watch you. I don't care. If what you say makes me angry, I want to be informed. There you go. And we will always back up what we say. In a moment, something you might not know. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 406 years ago today, a young Native American died in London, England. At the time of her death, she was called by the name Rebecca Rolfe. She is best known today as Pocahontas, and here is her story. Pocahontas, meaning the playful one, was born near the Chesapeake Bay in 1595, the favored daughter of a tribal chieftain. The first English settlers arrived in Jamestown Colony in May 1607. That winter, Pocahontas' brother kidnapped Captain John Smith. According to Smith himself, his head was placed between two stones as the Indian warrior prepared to smash it with a boulder. Pocahontas, however, intervened, saving John Smith's life. After that, she was well regarded in Jamestown, frequently visiting the outposts and trading with the colonists. However, the relationship between the native tribes and the English quickly collapsed. In 1613, Pocahontas was lured onto an English ship and kidnapped. She was held captive in Northern Virginia by a British minister who taught her English and the Christian religion. During her imprisonment, Pocahontas met widower and tobacco farmer John Rolfe. The two were married in 1614 and then sailed to England. In London, Pocahontas was revered as a princess and referred to as Lady Rebecca. She attended plays and balls and was even presented to the royal family. In the spring of 1617, Pocahontas, her husband and son, set sail back to Virginia. She became gravely ill on the voyage, was taken ashore, and on March 21st, the 22-year-old died, most likely from pneumonia. And here's something else you might not know. The many descendants of Pocahontas live on in both England and America. More than 20,000 people can legitimately claim the Native American princess and her husband as their ancestors. One of those descendants, Hollywood actor Ed Norton. Pocahontas is his 12th great-grandmother. Back after this. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.